Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the show that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
What soon will be taken away, first of all, praise and honor, Father God, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What soon will be taken away? Not right away. Soon as the day, though, came so abruptly and stuff. Except if you're in that beautiful, lovely place later. Yeah, I know about the virus worldwide. But the lady's always special. But I always have a lot of love and pride. Dr. Stanley Sports In Depth Block, I better trust in God, better never been a Sunday again. That's me. And Jim Chair will be joining me as we talk sports, as always, humble, blessed, with intros, Laddie, Led, and Honesty, Mel, Costello, Little Coco, Rooney, Miss Jr. Wow. Summer's winding down. I had a great shot, don't have to get it to use it again. You know, Chadwick Boseman. Passed away. Remember here. And wow. I didn't realize he had played some of the most iconic men from and a black perspective, both James Brown. What a chance to meet. God. And also, yeah, Roosevelt Robinson. Uncle Elijah has a whole lot of pictures. We got him. We got, let the music play. I have been playing as an opening gospel song the last 2 weeks. Sam Cooke, Touched the Hem of His Garment. And I think I'm going to open up this week with, I can find it. I should have it right here. He's Wonderful. And just as soon as I find it, I will play it for you. And I'm a little upset that I didn't have it set up for you. Now, I'm standing exposed in the blocks. I've got a lesson got a network, Jumpshot Jonesy, and Dusty will be joining me as we talk a little bit. Sports here on another Sunday evening. And but it's just, I think, though, that Touch the Hem of His Garment has more of a gospel feel. But somebody say, Doc, but what about, you know, have you forgotten Good Will and Lolita Hathaway? No, no, I haven't. But hey, Sam was first. We'll go back with Sam again, too.
Well, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh, the doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh,
Doc Stanley, Sports and Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Network. And I'm looking for the other Sam to play for you. And we'll get it for you down the line. I'll get that for you. Wonderful. And, wow. Sam was the number one gospel singer of his time, the number one male gospel singer of all time, followed by Aretha Franklin from a female perspective. And wow, the rest, they say, is history.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
And with that, we have a host of things happening. Chadwick Boseman, people talking about him, Dusty, gentleman who just passed away. Played Jackie Robinson, played James
right.
Brown.
My Lord, he did everything.
Importantly, you know, he played the first legitimate black hero after, I guess, you know, movie wise.
Yeah, the Black Panther.
The Black Panther. Yeah, outside of, you know, Black Lightning. Yeah, just a great thing there. And I had a picture too, I should have kept it in his head. Kid was holding his superhero toys, and they had Batman and Superman and Spider-Man and the Flash and the Hulk, and Black Panther one was there. They were all around him, and he was laying there, you know, as they were paying homage to him. And I thought about how ironic he played two of the biggest personalities of our time, black, white, you know, Jack Roosevelt Robinson and James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
And heard some things. Denzel Washington was instrumental in school. Denzel's such a great guy, too. Angela Bofill. A lot of things happened. Dr. Sanders worked at Block Talk Radio Christian Girl Network. Let's see. You know, you got to like the stand and the move that the NBA did this week.
Oh, Doc, you don't know, brought me to emotional at last tears because of the fact that, you see, you and I, brothers, we've been through the thick and thin for over 50 decades, but it's saying that it's about time. Did it have to go through Sanders or George Floyd and this recent young man who shot 8 times in the back and going into his car, not nonviolent in front of his children, of which I was happy when I heard he survived, but then he's paralyzed for the rest of his life. And the NBA, WNBA, Major Leagues, I saw the Mets the other day. They stopped the game for 42 seconds, which was commemorating Jackie Robinson's number. And
yeah.
Everybody, I don't want to sound insulting, but it's falling into place. Telling the nation and the blonde Hitler at the White House that, hey, enough is enough. And then he didn't have the empathy, sympathy, or respect to reach out to the Blake family and offer support.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. All his speeches and all that, never mentioned them, never mentioned anybody. And then he's telling all those, those idiots in the White House sitting there applauding him, including those people of color. Remember I told you, Herschel Walker, my God, you know, he's not a racist. I know him for 37 years. He's not a racist bone in his body. Are you for real? So I'm glad to answer you. I went around the horn, Doc. But to answer you directly, I'm glad that they finally stopped. You know, there were times when I heard a lot of basketball players who are not commentators. I don't want to mention their names. Well, you know, we got to sit down and we got to dialogue. Dialogue is over. We're in a state of war, survival.
At this point, what's that great line? Talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap. Talk has been buried, man. I mean, Jesus. So the thing is that finally, and then what is sad, realistically, is that they're creating a wave of positivity because white folks are now joining us. I wonder if it was still a black demonstration, okay? But now is the wave is turned because black folks, and then you have this, the NFL commissioner. Well, you know, we should have listened to Colin Kaepernick. What?
It's ironic that you mentioned that because Kaepernick is in part of our collage here along with James Brown and Sam Cooke. And also our collage here, Sam, and he's there, Jackie. But you know,
listened to Colin.
What gets you with that is like, we're sorry now. Hey, the horses are gone, Dusty. The barn is burnt.
You better believe it. There's nothing left. It's called what they used to call in World War II, a scorched earth policy. There's nothing left but our resolve and our legacy, like the John Lewis's and the Marshall Washington this past weekend, and the folks were saying, no mas, like Roberto Duran, no mas. You know, but still you fear, and I told you this, with all our moves and changes and folks realizing the criminality of the leader in that White House, man, there's fear. People told me there's fear that he might win another 4 years. My Lord, if we're buried now.
Bad and touching.
Right. If we're buried now, what's going to happen? after November 3 or whatever the heck it is, if he does retain.
November 3rd. Yeah, November 3rd.
November 3rd.
It's definitely a fearful thought.
For the my dog life, I'm scared. I'm telling you, I have grumblings in my stomach. I said, my God, this sucker could win again. The way he's turned and talk about the suburbs and don't let them folks move to your suburb with their housing projects. They're going to ruin it. You know, and that does appeal to the closet racist and the one who's under the rocks and not coming out because he's leading. And, you know, and he's going to, with a young man, Blake, was shot. He's going to have one of them conventions over there. The nerve, the audacity of not even reaching out to that family. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So, yes, to answer your question fully, you asked me about the NBA. Yes, I'm glad they're doing it. I was hoping, really, and this is my venue, not yours or anybody else, that they will cancel the whole season. I said, later for that. We're not going to play all season. Forget it. Season's over. But, you know, they, as athletes, they said, well, you know, we want to be competitive Friday night or Saturday or weekend.
Plus, you know, you need some money, too, to fuel the revolution.
Right, right.
So,
boxing not getting a little momentum, you know, and the big-time fights are being signed up. And, you know, the guy is going to get almost a weekend of fights where the Al Heyman, you know, sometimes Bob Arum, you know.
No, I'm glad you mentioned Al. You know, Al has been a studfish, rocking his boxing thing. Brought a lot of boxing back, you know, putting it on TV. You know, back to the old day, Evander Holyfield talked about that. You know, you just wanted to get on TV, and it's good to be able to see fights and then quality fights on television again.
Right,
and so you know, we just take a hat off to Al. And Doc Stanley Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, and Trusting God. Nobody is me, and Tushy once again on a Sunday, touching on the passing of
Chadwick's
passing. And then the NBA standard, and you take your hat off to Kenny Charles, who got up off the said, hey fellas, I can't do the broadcast tonight, you know what I mean?
He was
commended by you all at North Carolina, took a stand of how proud they were of him taking the stand, speaking out because you know action does speak louder than words, you know.
Exactly.
Talk his cheek. And he took the same story. You know, I can't do it tonight. And you commend him. You commend him.
Right. And we got to go back all the way to the Olympics when John Carlos or Tommy Morrison. There was no backup because they were bounced out of Olympic Village, and you know sent home for their audacity of saying please.
And you know what, Dusty,
don't beat me
and
anymore.
And you hear things here, ladies and gentlemen, on Sports and Depth, and Dusty, and we're hitting here. And today is the world of, you know. First of all, there were two things here. I'm going with number two first. Number two was it's supposed to have been a total movement. They sort of been, but they were not supposed to be alone. All the others backed out. It's supposed to have been a movement, you know,
and all
the others backed out, you know. And number one, I'll never forget what I heard, that Brent Musburger, okay, the rabbit, his comment on Carlos and Smith was, they were like black stormtroopers.
If it wasn't so funny,
black stormtroopers. Yeah, they were like he was
black stormtroopers. Two men who did what Colin Kaepernick did many millennia ago, and they were black stormtroopers.
Black
now, Doc, I'm going to ask you a question. How long can I beat you and slap you and slap you and beat you, deny you equal opportunity, deny you the right to vote legitimately, deny you this and deny you that, and then if you protest, I beat you, I lynch you, before you say, no mas. I mean, it's over.
It's sad and touching, as the words of our good buddy Hal Weston would say, but it appears right now the answer is forever.
Forever. Oh, my God.
Forever. It's the ten. You know, I mean, because you got to think. That's an explosion that blocks that win such cover. Never. And today's means that it's not about scores and touchdowns and basics. It's about reality. It is a deal, Justin. How could this happen?
In the wake of Black
Lives Matter, and we're talking about something that happened just the other day. 7 times, shot in the back, walking away, going to his car,
in front of
his wife and children. And, you know, and you go back to the great line of Ali, the great line of the greatest of all. Ali said in America, when you're black, no matter how rich you are, how famous you are, how intelligent you are, how much of a friend you are, you're always, in the eyes of white America, just another nigga.
Well, did you remember this? We were talking about a few months ago about Floyd Patterson, man, and he moved his family out of Brownsville. He won the heavyweight title, moved up to Scarsdale, and when the guy next to him, a prominent dentist, found out who he was, he said, "Oh, I don't want to live next to no Negroes or Negro-Black family." You know, and the guy says, "Oh, wait a minute, but he's not an ordinary Negro. That's Floyd
he's
Patterson.
He's heavyweight champion of the world.
I don't care who he is. He's still
what
a Negro."
What did I say, Dusty? Just another nigga.
Lulie Mays
had a hard time getting a house out in California when he moved to San Francisco. His Willie Mays, okay, who goes out there in 1957 as MVP, a Rookie of the Year, a world champion. You know, it's just, as often things change, they remain the same. I said this about the Sam Cooke song, "The Change is Going to Come." Hey, it ain't coming.
We got Kamala Harris, God bless her. Have Indian, have Jamaican, and there's some Oriental blood in her. Now they're already talking about the birther movement. She ain't no citizen like they did to Obama. And then she was on TV the other day. I mean, this is 20 beautiful minutes.
Who in this country? Who in this country?
I know you're going
outside to say. Outside of Native American Indians, which I haven't been part of, but
it's not pure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was on TV the other day, MSNBC. I mean, I'm sorry, but I tweeted, and she said she made two or three things, made two or three statements. First of all, it says on this racism. They talk about the pandemic and the vaccine. I said, guess what? There's no vaccine against racism. Oh, my Lord in heaven. And then
she says, evidently.
It's true. And then I thought I coined the phrase because many years ago I said, you know, the medical professor was finding cures for cancer, you know, and people are living longer, you know, the cancer-free and all that. But then I told her, dude, I said, but tragically, there's no cure for the cancer of racism. And he looked at me and said, where did that idea from?
Dusty, right? Jumped out of you on this.
Look at what is going on here.
And the thing about, and see, and this is the thing about racism. It's nothing that you were born with. It's a learned, inherited state of mind. Jumpshot, you're here. How you doing, Jumpshot?
It's embedded in you. It's you know, and folks are culturally trained and raised to hate if you're not white. I mean, you're always a second place citizen, always the leftovers, always the chewing gum on somebody's heel, a white heel that is. And there's just no way to change it. I mean,
you see it in sports, Dusty. I'm thinking as we go across the parameter of Major League Sports, you mean to tell me that the time hasn't come for a black baseball commissioner, a black NFL commissioner, a black basketball commissioner?
You know
what's going to happen? The first commissioner of a major sport is going to be a black guy in hockey. Watch it. The NHL is going to have the first black commissioner of any sport. I was stunned when Willie O'Ree, Jackie Robinson hockey, told me that when he got into the league, he said Boston was the right place to come. And then I thought about it, the fact that, wow, it was in Boston that Red Auerbach hired a black coach. It was in Boston that they first had five black players on the basketball floor. And I remember when I asked Isaiah Thomas, you know, who was your favorite team coming up? And he said something that was startling and a revelation to me, because you know how sometimes your eyes are wide shut. He said, Celtics. He said, because they had the most black players. And he was right.
Exactly.
He was right.
The starting five were black.
Starting five black. Jump shot, are you here with us? Jump shot?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Doc.
Okay, join us, jump shot. Let's get in here, baby. Let's talk about it. We're talking about the rehearsal thing. Well, the big thing we're starting out with is your feeling when the NBA players and Kenny Charles walk up to, hey, man, I can't do this tonight. Your feelings on that.
Well, my feeling is that, listen, we've been at this for almost 500 years, you know, so, you know, there's got to be absolutely a fatigue factor, a generational fatigue factor. My thing is, on the social front, you know, as much as we love the game, you know, when you talk about the lives that matter, probably shouldn't have gone back.
It's funny you said that because Dusty just said that. Dusty just said what you said, that they should have said, hey, season's over, we're done. See, this thing here has to happen too, gentlemen. I said he's putting the block talk with a touching card. There was Jump Shot Jonesy from the top of the key outside the gym. Jump Shot always puts it right to the rim. And there's Dusty, who can tell you about the dab and the slick and the slide. Nobody gives you the sweet sign better than he does on his side. And the thing here, you know, too, is that what has to happen is this has to say, okay, wow, okay. They shot him last week. These guys go to court this week, and these guys are not put on administrative leave. They're jailed. They go to court right away, and they're jailed right away, and there's no bond. There's no bond. You know, this nonsense, you know, Dusty Howe, they quietly go away as the case, the Arizona case. You didn't hear about the guy for no more. Now he's 5-6 years later. You do something, but the guy got a pension now, Dusty. He's got a pension.
No, but
he's
getting paid for 6 years.
He's got a pension.
Yeah, you see, Doc, the fool all, if I can use that phrase, I don't know whether it's legitimate or not, the fool all is that they got fired. But God, for God in heaven, what about jail time for murder? You got fired scot-free. A lot of these dudes, if you look at history, they've gone to other towns, become cops again. In another town.
Like I said, Dusty does. Take this one guy. He wound up with a pension. The guy, one of the cops that shot Adelo, he transferred from the police department to the fire department.
Exactly.
Okay? So he,
Staten
so,
Island
so
company.
He went from, yeah, so he went from to a better job, a better pension plan. You know,
exactly.
It's just you
better
know, comfort. You know, right. What has to be done is they have to be just has to be administered right away. Now, right now, nobody has heard no more about the guys who killed Floyd. Haven't heard no more about it. They just disappeared.
So, what, Doc? Look at that 17-year-old punk with an AK-47 who was walking around Wisconsin, strapped down the streets with a. The demonstration was going on, impeded. The cops didn't stop him. They didn't take the gun away from him. They didn't frisk him or arrest him. He shot those three people, killed two. Now he's back in his hometown in Ohio, and they're not going to fight extradition to bring him back to Wisconsin. My Lord, what's going on here, man? I mean, what the heck?
It's
unreal, man. It's unreal.
It's frightening, and it's constantly enlightening to let you know. Like, okay, you know where to go. I remember what Bill White told me. I see Bill White. I remember the moment it comes to
Bill White. Oh
my
Lord!
Think about it. When Bill White resigned, Bill White resigned as the president of the National League, the highest position ever held by a black person in the history. Of baseball, and I asked Bill, and he said it to me twice. I said, no, how can you resign, Bill? He said, they're not going to change. And then he said it to me again, they're not going to change.
Nothing's
going to
change.
This country is not going to change. And the guy in office right now is an advocate for it not happening. He's supporting what is happening, and he's showing the true colors of America. Sam Cooke.
Well, of course.
Just give me a minute. Sam Cooke sung this song back in 1964. And he asked the question. He said, Sam, what's up? Sam, make up. And Dr. King said, his dream came a night. Sam Cooke, a man.
I was born.
Sam.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
And if I may say that the sports in-depth nation is here. The sports in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the store that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Ben. Take it away, good Doc.
Here listen to Sports in-depth on Blog Talk Radio. On the Trust in God Radio Network, the Doc Stanley and Fox, where we rope the rumors, solve side issues, and bring the truth. Trust in God.
Yeah, Dusty, you know, we're here, and we've gotten away from sports, but sports has gotten into the view, like the NBA did, with Kenny Charles did. And, you know, Dusty, we're looking at it, and there's these protests and interjection of the Caucasian people, but you know, they haven't been. There's some areas that are standing for, and I thought that we talked about this. That we're in the 21st century. We are one quarter of one fifth of going through the 21st century, and the New York Yankees are not even remotely thinking about a black manager.
Exactly. I mean, how long have you and I been talking about? Black manager. Elson Howard lived and died for the Yankees. I mean, this man was the cannon fodder, the whipping boy, the interim manager under Billy Martin, saved Billy Martin's rear end when Sugar Ray. Oh,
Reggie,
my
Reggie,
God.
Reggie Jackson. Hey, listen.
Reggie was going to take his head off.
Hey, Dusty. Hey, Reggie came and Billy might have thought he looked like Sugar Ray.
Yeah, he looked like Sugar Ray. He looked like a heavyweight Sugar Ray. Every time he applied, somebody else got it, especially Martin, who was hired and fired five times. You continue on the line even today. What about a black Goodell? No. What about a baseball commissioner of color? No. In fact, the dude Siegel or whatever his name was, he wanted to retire. They begged him not to retire. They rehired him for a 2-year contract at a raise in pay.
Yeah.
And then when he left, his replacement came right in without any. And then Bob Stern, NBA, he retired. Boom, they got this guy from nowhere. I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
And boom. Yeah. And on is continuing on and on and on and on. But you got to go also to the grassroots. Look at the PBA, NYPD PBA, Lynch. Oh, the unions are for Trump. You know, the stormtroopers in not stormtroopers, the state police.
Yeah.
All the unions, all the police unions are for Trump. And he's going to Wisconsin – He's going to Wisconsin, meaning the blonde head, going to Wisconsin not to be with the people and that. He's going to meet with the unions, the police unions, because he's a law and order president. And yet, who's broken more laws? Him himself.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So we started. It is a sports show, but it couples and connects to everything around us.
Like I said, and with the in-depth knowledge and diverse intellect of Dr. Iconic Posse, sports and depth is too the world in depth. And hey, we are the world in depth. And you know, and the sad thing about this, as we look at it, the whole world now has, which joined in on this, is now even more aware and magnified of the situation that's happening here. You know what I mean?
Because a lady told me the other day, if I can just interject that. The pandemic, unfortunately, is affected mostly people of color, the indigent and the poor. But it brought
surprise.
Exactly. And it brought out how we are always the victim, okay, in any situation.
Not some of the time.
And the pale-faced nation. The pale-faced nation still doesn't give a crap. Here the guys, I was in Manhattan yesterday, had to do some things in Manhattan, and I see the short order cooks, the delivery dudes, and it's all us. The pale faces are sitting in the cafeterias outside, enjoying a nice lunch and going into their semi-mansions in the town.
Go ahead, Coach Chief.
And the whole nine yards, I mean, like if nothing happened, it's a big, big paradise. But these suckers still got to do the 7 days a week and for 7 cents a week, for 7 cents an hour. And because if we quit, our family starves. No rent, no medical, no, and it's sad. So you know, you know me, I'm a reader, I'm a researcher, and I dig stuff from that probably people never even read about it. Here, Obama, when in his last tour of, you know, a president when he's leaving, I don't know if folks know, he leaves stuff for the incoming president to do that he may not finish in his term because now they're limited to two terms. And then his accomplishments, he leaves it for the incoming president, but those things that are pending, and he realized in his presidency, is a look out for this, look out for that, look out for this. He left Trump a 79-page manual of the incoming pandemic, and told him, we are researching with China what's going on. You got to be very careful of this. Put some emphasis on the CDC, which is a big medical research of disease organization. Support them. Deal with them. This dude turned around because of his hatred for Obama, discarded that book, threw it away, dismantled the CDC, and look what we got. Look what we got.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic, that doesn't seem to be an end to this. If he had done and picked up where Obama left off, we would have gone through this. Our summers, our schools, our employment, our lives are totally distorted. And only those knotheads who follow him are the ones that walk around with masks. If you saw that campaign up at the White House, maybe 20 people have masks on. The rest, nothing. Because he says, nah, you don't need a mask. But this is the people that they are following. If you remember, look back in history, this is the modern-day political Jim Jones of Guyana. Jim Jones knew he was going to be investigated.
Oh, wow. Big surprise.
Right.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're a tremendous point. Wow. It's... You know, as Harold said, touch. Hold on, Dustin. We're going to Marvin Gaye have a little something to say, and then we'll come back, and we have our way. So it wasn't the Block Talk Radio Special Government Network. It's Doc and Dusty, and, yeah, we got away from sports because, hey, today is Sunday, and I always said sports is a religion in America. Well, on the righteous day, which ain't the righteous day. Mr. Gay, have this to say, and now the lie about the children. Marvin, please.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It feels me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow. Oh,
what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
A bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live
for life.
Live for life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children. Let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to love, you got love. Save the babies. Oh, the little fear. You got feeling. You will save the babies. All of the children.
Talk Sandy, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Go Network. We've got away from sports today because sports is not the only thing that exists in one's life. Sports is not the forefront. God to be first and foremost. Me and Dusty went into the world in depth today. And you know Dusty, too, as I played,
yeah.
Save the Children, mm-hmm. because the lie that was perpetrated by the administration was that children were immune from this. Children
won't
have to worry about this. And that you know what gets me, too, in working at supermarkets and stuff, I see parents come in with a mask on, and they don't have a mask on their kid. I'm befuddled by that, you know. I'm befuddled. The kid doesn't have a, you know, if the kid's immune or something, that's crazy.
And we're told repeatedly, make sure that your child is also covered from 2 and up. I mean, from 2 or 3 years old and up, he's a super young adult, so he has to be protected, you know. And you as an adult, you got to wear the mask because at least if not only are you protecting yourself, but you are protecting your loved ones, especially your children. And yet, you know, this guy disavowed the mask, and who needs a mask? And what is he trying to protect? Do a super macho attitude, and I'm the president, and you follow me. Like I said, the Jim Jones of politics, man, because he's told these folks you don't need that, and yet people are dying. What is it, almost 170,000 people? You know.
Yeah, well, you know.
And then he told people, Yeah, then he's telling people, well, you know, take Lysol and or some and antiseptic, you know. Those fools are drinking what he says. At least 40 of them, and 7 or 8 died. So who's, you know, so this is why I say he's the Jim Jones of the politics, like Jim Jones of Guyana. You know, and people are following his stupidity. So it shows you that you have a right to fear that he'll win again because he has these puppets following him. And this is the point, and so, you know, and this is sports and death. We talk sports, home runs and strikeouts and touchdowns, and but what is happening in this country touches all of our lives. It's affecting all of our lives. I think I started to tell you. You look at the PBAs, the unions. They're not one person of color can run for the presidencies of these unions. They're so locked up.
No.
Lynch ran scared because the first black cop with better credentials than him, the last election, went down to the wire. But then, of course, what happens? Who wins? By a landslide, Lynch again. And he's the one that talks about the poverty and the suffering of his cops. Yet, 10%, 15% are nothing but slave police assassins, man. Look what happened with Johnson, George Floyd, Sanders, and then the unions fight to exonerate these guys. So what's going on?
Oh, yeah,
happen?
Exactly, right.
You know, we have, ask yourself, Doc, how many original Rodney Kings existed before the poster child of Rodney King? And since
it's only now that we're seeing
because of the cameras and all that. How many George Sanders
exactly.
And Staten Island happened before George Sanders? I remember 20 years back. I forgot the guy's name, Lavoti, and the Spanish guy in the Bronx. That was the first chokehold case that I remember. You know, but what I'm saying to you is that yes, I'm glad that the athletes are saying, hey, let me get off my cushion and my million-dollar mansion and baga, 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 baga. And, yes, I donate to this school and I donate to that and I try to uplift the kids, but that's not enough. I got to say something. And if the season's over, so be it.
Dr. King once said, you know, if a man hasn't found something to die for, then life isn't worth living.
Life isn't worth living. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And then you're scared for your children. Yeah, you're scared for your children.
Yeah. That's your biggest fear. You know,
My nephew.
Biggest for your children.
Your nephew or my nephew, my godson, Justin, Margie's kid, they live in Long Island. You know how many times he's already been stopped? On the way home from work? My Lord, what's to keep one of them dudes from slapping him around? Or he has a knife. Bam! I'm scared.
And luckily, Justin's complexion is not as dark as ours. Else it would be worse.
As long as they don't see blue eyes and a pale face, he's a suspect. and I'm scared for the kid. But, you know... But you gotta go back to when you were a kid. How many times I was stopped, you know? But you know, maybe I was luckier than him. Maybe I handled it differently.
Well, you know what? The guys in our day still had a sense of decorum and a sense of class and integrity. Today, you know, I talked to a gentleman the other day about how the standards and the criteria to become a police officer are just constantly deteriorating. I mean, basically, all you have to do is be a white guy to pass the test, you know, and that's it, you know.
Exactly.
And it's
sad, you know. When you know, I remember.
Sad session,
I remember I was boxing in PAL, and I'm wearing my sweatsuit doing some jogging, and I had the PAL logo on my sweatshirt, PAL logo on my sweatpants, and I'm running. Come here, man. What the heck are you doing around here running? Who are you running away from? officer. I'm with the PAO boxing team.
Back up. You know, anytime a black or Latin is running, you're running away from something. You know what I mean?
Running away from something. I did something. I said, but I'm with the boxing team. Ah, that's bullshit. You're not with the boxing. Oh, my Lord. But I survived all that. I'm worried about Justin. I'm worried, you know, and worried about multiple kids like that. That with this vomiting of racial profiling, thanks to Bloomberg, that idiot. You know, it's an open season anyway across the nation.
But I'm glad you brought that up because you know he thought he was going to jump into the race.
Mm-hmm.
And get a shot, and then he came up with that old excuse for that bullshit. Now he after 12 years, because he gave himself another term. Then he apologized.
Yeah,
now you know, once again, you're going to come to the black and Latin people and tell them,
yeah.
I apologize.
It was a mistake.
About I can't think of the damn thing again, man.
Racial profile.
Stop and frisk.
Stop and frisk.
It wasn't another teddy had it. But anyhow, that's escaped me too. But then when he found out that the people weren't going to buy the bullshit, then he got out of the race because there's no way he could win because he was not going to get the black and Latin vote. I want to stop you, you know, for what the hell is that darn term that gets saying like I want to stop you for I want to apologize I was wrong up. So it took you after implementing it for 8 years and you've been out of it for another 4 years, so now it just happened to come to you that it was wrong as you're getting ready to run for president.
He's the one that illegally ran a third term. He was mayor 12 years.
You made a mistake because
you're looking for the black vote because you're running for president. I mean, you would not have gotten me. You would not have gotten a free ticket to McDonald's, as far as I'm concerned, because man,
he knew that.
Yeah.
He came out and said, you know, I look back, stop and free. Yeah, okay. Well, they told you that before you. I remember there's a movie. I'm going to close on this, man. There's a role. Samuel Jackson told the lieutenant not to do something. The lieutenant came to Samuel after it all blew in his face. He's got to help me. You know, the captain told me to do it. I see Samuel splashing, you know, how he glides down this to the door. And he turns to the door. He said, hey, look. He said, hey. Lieutenant, kiss my ass and save some room for the captain. And save some room for the captain. You know what I mean? Yeah, tell us good night in Latin, and we're going to roll. We'll be back next week. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we went from sports in depth to the world in depth.
We're actually talking sports because it's sports. I'm glad the ball players, the athletes, not ball players. I'm hoping that the NFL takes the same similar stance because that's the next season. Because we have the basketball, we have baseball, and now football's coming in.
Beckham and a few other athletes have certain minutes. They have taken a stand and implemented their own little
stand.
Organization, against the state. And they've always been there. You like that. Like they say, you know, but I'm saying what hasn't happened thus far. So now we have to have instantaneously. We can't wait for a trial 3 months from now. Because these guys get hit. The sad commentary is that he said Michael Vick spent more time in jail behind that bullshit on the dogs
than all
the cops the last 7 or 8 years combined in killing black and Latin people. And by other words, they haven't spent any time.
No time, exonerated, found not guilty. Look at I'm going to do the arrows and the shooting of those two deranged women, Eleanor Bunkers, to go back in history. And the lady up in the Bronx, where she had a baseball bat and the poor guy was scared for his life.
Is that the stories are endless. They're numerous. The only reason why we don't know more about them, because at the time we didn't have the video or the open media we have now. But the story, and as you read, as you do, and I know you've seen it, you've read situations from the 90s, from the 80s.
Exactly.
You know, but the sad part is that we here are still reading situations tomorrow and yesterday that are happening, you know,
And you know, it's remarkable to me that the great Marion Boykin says greatest boxing of all time, that you know, and it's not, that nobody's pointing the finger. Well, and you've got a tremendous point. You know, this man, and I remember there was a video they showed where some said, well, nobody thought there'd be a pandemic of this. And they showed, hey, man, 5 years ago, Obama set in place, Obama told everybody, let's get this done. But again, in the words of Muhammad Ali, Obama too, just another nigga.
And the reason it was is because that, see, this dude hates people of color, but he hates Obama more, and people don't see that. Psychologically, he hates him more. Why? Because Obama beat him out of the presidency. Some people say, what the hell do you mean he beat him out of the presidency? He didn't run for the presidency of Donald Obama. Oh, yes, he had. He put his hat in the ring. But he knew he could not beat Obama, so he had to swallow shit and pull his hat back. But remember, he had started that Bertha movement to prove Obama was not a citizen. And if he had proven that, had proven that he was not a citizen, his hat was still in the ring. But when he found out that Obama was an American citizen, although the son of an 18-year-old Irish woman and a Kenyan father, and he was an American citizen because he was born in Hawaii, he could have run, but he couldn't live with the fact that he lost to a black dude.
Yeah, let's continue this. First of all, here's a guy who had no qualifications for the job.
Nothing whatsoever. Zero silch.
Here's a guy that comes to be a bus driver that doesn't even have a scooter license. Now, this guy had never. Let's be serious. This guy had no. He had no previous political work. Every venue that he worked in collapsed, with the exception of his marriage with Don King in boxing. They were successful in Atlantic City until Don pulled away out of that. But there was nothing. And I remember with Santos, the sports writer. Boston said, you know, his father told me, don't ever underestimate the stupidity of the American public. And I will dovetail on that. And don't ever, ever forget the racial mindset of this country. I just read something the other day about all the banks, the London banks, everything in this country has been built off slavery, off black people. You know,
exactly.
This country and the world. You know, and it's remarkable, and it's not. If you know the mindset of these people, that nobody is pointing the finger at this guy. I mean, here, this is Dusty. I got a picture of him to LeBron here. He said if he didn't have problems with his shins, he could beat LeBron in a dunk contest. Did you hear that?
He said he could beat LeBron. Oh, man.
He could beat LeBron in a dunk contest if he didn't have problems with his shins. LeBron, as my beloved daughter, Demony, greatest daughter in the world, said, LeBron took the high road and the classy road and said, you know what? Hey, Venice, I challenge him to a spelling test.
That was beautiful. Oh, man, I gotta look that one up. Because this dude was, you know, no credentials, Doc. He was the advocate. Oh, I could go on for years.
The guy is out in center field, okay, in center field. Okay, and he's a swimmer from Russia. he's just starting center fielder.
Exactly. And which way should I go if the ball's hit to the left center? and the thing is that he had no credentials. He was an advocate for the execution of Central Park Five, who was found innocent. He a tax evader. There's rumors. You might find the correct. I mean, you might find this correct. I researched, and this is what I picked up, that there was rumors that either they partnered or were the original builders of Starrett City. And they didn't allow people of color in their buildings that they built.
I was a cop in the area. They had empty buildings. Buildings. Black people. Latin people were applying, and yet they weren't getting in, and they were empty. Well, Levittown. Let's go with Levittown. The United States government. Let's not forget my country, Tennessee. Levittown was built on the premise and funded by the government with the understanding that you would not sell to black people, even though qualified. And then once the white people got these homes, they could not either sell or rent them to black people.
And they were sued, and they lost that. They lost that lawsuit. And let me tell you, I'm a victim of Starrett City because when I applied, you're making too much money. I said, well, I got fire chiefs who are tenants in here. What do you mean he makes triple what I'm making? Oh, well, those are the rules. I mean, I could tell you this at another venture, but I went through that. Then I find out years later that they had supposedly, from what I found out, they were instrumental in building Starrett City. I said, son of a gun, no wonder. But the fact is, what I'm trying to, he had no credentials. I mean, I always thought that if you go to run for politics, at least the minimum of requirement, you should be a lawyer. You know the law. Kamala was an attorney general.
N-O-N-E. You got a real estate member. Look, Dr. Allie's fortunate that Blog Talk Radio and Trust the Government. Now, me and Dusty are going to go, and we brought you a different kind of show, and we may put you, hopefully put you in there. Dusty, tell them good night in Spanish.
Okay. Buenas noches, hermano. Doc, take care of yourself. Cuídate. God bless. And we shall continue.
Hey, Dusty, like they are.
Like they are. Okay, Doc. Take care, baby.
Thanks, Dusty. Fortunately, Blog Talk Radio and Trust the Government Network. And we're shouting here. Dusty's going to leave us. A little different show here, sports wise. Your thoughts. What's your full name again? Full name. Okay, I'm Barely Daily. You know, Doc Sandy Sports is about to do the radio show. Your thoughts now. We're looking at the situation here, the constant racial tensions that are coming on. Things just don't seem to be getting a whole lot better.
Not at all. It's actually gotten a lot worse. Now you got kids that are only 5 years old knowing about race on some real shit. I ain't gonna hold you. My little brother, he's only 6 years old, and he know about race on some real juice stuff. Like, he know that, like white people, he knows that they get more stuff than him, basically. Like, he knows that. He doesn't think that they better than him, okay? Like, they more, like, you know, better. He just sees that they get more favoritism. And every time when they do something bad, it's all good. And then, or not even just white, you know, like Spanish people. Every time when he sees them do something, it's always, don't do that again. You good. But, you know, they wilding the fuck up. But as soon as you know, achoo. Oh, he's cursing. He just said the F word, all this types of stuff. You get all types of punishment. You feel me?
Dennis was the Bob Talk Radio on the Trust the Government Network. We came to you different today. As we said, we brought you not sports in depth, what we did, but at the same time, the world in depth. Closing out. One more time with, we brought you earlier, Marvin Gaye.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words just barely visible: in God we trust. I held it for a moment. Then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the master's hand. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust. Oh, in God we trust. In God.
I promised you I would find it, and I did. And we've been opening with Sam Cooke. And we closed last week too with Sam Cooke. And I just happened, well, it was here all the time. Cooke Benton closes out, one of my dad's favorite artists. And I, you know, let me do this real quick too, because I had to do some birthdays for you. We wanted to, we mentioned Don King's birthday, but this week, my nephew, Joe on the 26th, Man Kania on the 27th, mother, close dear friend of my beloved brother James, who we want to send good well wishes out to. And yesterday, Carl Banks played Michael Jackson. Video put out by Spike Lee yesterday. They don't really care about us. The late John Francis David Cotton, my godfather and the great boxing mind in Madison Square Garden. Charlie Parker, the greatest alto saxophone player in the history of jazz. One of the greatest jazz of all time. So, birthday to them all. And birthday was Obama. Don King, Patrick Ewing, the great center for the New York Knicks, and what I promised you, and no question here, Sam Cooke. Just wonderful.
Wonderful. God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. God, He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, He's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my Lord's name, I know He. My father come down and make a way. And oh, and oh, I can't help but love God. He's so wonderful. And oh, and oh, he's a yes, he is. And I know the man's wonderful. Just the there's no limit to what my Lord can do. And whoa, oh, oh, I love God. He's so wonderful.
Man can't describe in words greatness. We can't. There's no way we can fathom how we can describe praise and honor to God and His Son. We can't do it. But those are one of the ways, in song and words. And the greatest ever do it from a gospel standpoint of view, the late, great Sam Cooke.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
And with that, we're getting ready to let it go. Different show today, and it's not that when they say Black Lives Matter, not that other lives don't matter, just that in this country, in the mindset of a lot of people, Black lives matter not at all, or very less than others. Sad and touching, as Harold Wesson would say, and remarkable to me that a man Boykin would say that that's the way people could be. We take a hat off to my man Max Cullerman. My man Max made us all proud the other day, Wednesday. And things were said between him and his co-host, whose name I'm not even going to mention because we know it. But Max took a stand. Took a stand for the right. Took a stand for all the people here in New York. Took a stand for all those who back them, support them, and know what the class character and the dignity that he has and he showed. And we're saying here, Max, we love you, and thanks so very much. Proving once again, it's not the color of a person's skin, but the character. And you've always shown that. And on behalf of me and Marion, we thank you. And with love and pride immensely, we're always going to be in your corner. That's just the way it is, the way it has to be, the way it should be, no other way could it be. Max, we love you. Dr. Stanley, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio. The Trust and Government Network, we're getting ready to let it go. And, of course, Larry Hardesty takes us out. But before Larry does, we have our own little takeout for you. And, like I said, we took a different perspective tonight. All he says, in this country, sports is a religion. And so a lot of the righteous sports people we'll be listening to the stand taken by the NBA, Kenny Charles, and a group led by Odell Beckham and company. If you enjoyed it. Sports in Depth with Dr. Emily Stanley King and his sports posse. Tonight, Jump Shot and Dusty joined Doc on his in-depth informed educational and silver look at the world of sports on this renowned and legendary award-winning radio show, Sports in Depth. Diversity from both a daily and historical perspective, bringing also both an in-depth look and perspective not only on the sports of our times, but to the players, the performers, the sentiments, both of now and yesteryear. Sports in Depth, a.k.a. Saturday, also brings us the unique strategies of sports from an intellectual perspective, not just athletics, because that it takes the role of God-given talent, conditioning, to take a blessed mind filled with passion, determination, intellect, the belief of competing, accomplishing too, and in-depth knowledge with the virgin best of Dr. Iconic Posse. We saw today, sports in depth is too, and was, the world in depth. Thanks for joining us once again. We're always both the rumors, calls to issues, and the truth. Last words of wisdom is nothing tops the love of God, absolutely nothing. Truth stands on a lot of things, on its own is one of them. Being bad can be good, being good can never be bad. Time should never be given away. It comes and goes fast enough. Love is so special, fulfilling, glowing, and a horde of indescribable feelings and emotions, and real and true. Forget, Dr. Sandy's words of wisdom, truth, a.k.a. Jesus Luigi's words of wealth. Not to teach this life, most persistent, but the question is, what are you doing as well? How they say service to others, and you pay to be real men on earth. The photo for many, I am my brother's teacher. Nelson Mandela, and my brother's come all colors. Dr. King, ultimate measure of a man is not the way he stands in times of comfort and convenience, the way he stands in times of trial and conscience. I simply say goodbye my heart. God bless you all. Dr. and God. Dr. Stanley, fortune that blocks up ready. Dr. and God, and everybody. And with no further ado, Larry Hardesty has his last few words for you on a Sunday. That was a little different, but in a lot of ways, sadly, in America, just the same. Larry Hardesty, Sports at Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Sports in Depth, Live Chat Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. Where we always talk to rumors, talk about issues, and bring the truth. Sports in Depth, Live Chat Radio, and Trust in God Radio Network. Always, by my heart. God bless you all. Trust in God. And we close with a song that said that change is going to come. It ain't come yet. It's quite obvious by the day he said it. It ain't ever come.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please.
Let's go.
But he winds up knocking me It's been a long time coming, but I know.